Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Vukovic. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Junior Noboa. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Roy Smith. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Gedman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter scores. Hall moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. Vukovic moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Evans moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Armas reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. Evans scores. Rice moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is walked intentionally. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard strikes out. One out. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez bunts towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith fires to first and picks off Gutierrez. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Gedman reaches second base with a double. There goes Buckner trying to get to home. Carter throws the ball into Franco, who relays the ball to Willard, who tags Buckner, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vukovic strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Gutierrez moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Gutierrez moves to third. Boggs moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0 for 1 in the game. Noboa bunts towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noboa for the out. Willard moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gutierrez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Gutierrez reaches second base with a double. Barrett goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noboa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton takes first base on ball 4. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vukovich strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Schultz now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noboa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Willard hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler pinch hits for Junior Noboa. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Fishlin now playing second base. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easler strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Franco reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez bunts towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gutierrez for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barrett moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Evans strikes out. The throw from Willard to pick off Barrett, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner juggles the ball. That's an error on Buckner. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrove hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Willard hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.